Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We're now joined by Professor Barry Shoup, Chair of the Ministerial Advisory Committee on COVID vaccines, to chat about whether the government should end the curfew. Prof Shoup, a very, very good morning to you today, sir.
Yes, good morning, Chad.
I hope you and the family have had some rest and relaxation over the past long weekend.
We're trying. Unfortunately, not total, but not too bad. Thank you.
Prof, should the government end the curfew that we currently have?
Yeah, Chad, you know, I must be quite honest. I'm not really an expert in this at all, and I'm sure that there are factors that I don't know about. And, you know, my role, my responsibility is the Advisory Committee on Vaccines. So there may well be things that I don't know about. But so I really, this is a totally personal opinion. And that is that I can understand why it was really initially instituted when we were in the kind of throes of the severe epidemic, because you know having a curfew does limit the amount of socializing, certainly when there's alcohol that's being passed around, and it imposes a higher risk of virus transmission. So I can see that imposing a curfew under those circumstances would be justified and would be, you know, quite a good measure to reduce the risk of transmission. However, we are coming down, I think, as you just announced in the news bulletin, the statistics are really looking good. The epidemic is certainly coming down quite markedly. Personally, I think probably we could release many of the restrictions, including the curfew. But as I say, there may well be things that I'm not aware of. So this is purely just looking at it from very much superficially.
So let's look at your area of expertise, of course, which is the vaccines.
Right.
Can you bring us up to date on the rollout of, in some instances, the third jab being the Pfizer and the booster jab, the second of the J&J?
Yes, they've now started being rolled out, and I think it certainly would be advisable. The second jab of the J&J, let me start off with that. I think we're really coming to realize that Johnson & Johnson really is a two-dose vaccine, not a one-dose vaccine. But its mechanism is quite different to the Pfizer. Its whole kinetics are different. And therefore, what we're really advising is that they get an optimal immune response to have two doses of J&J separated by quite a time, optimally about 6 months, but one could reduce it if necessary down to about 4 or 3 months, but optimally to try and extend it to 6 months. And then really it's a two-dose vaccine. With regard to the Pfizer is an excellent vaccine, as we all know, but after a while the immunity does drop, the immune response does drop, and it would be necessary to actually boost it with a third dose. And I think this is really why we're kind of motivating a two-dose Johnson & Johnson and really a three-dose Pfizer to get the best immune response.
And that rollout is happening now?
It is. The Johnson & Johnson started last week and the Pfizer, in fact, from today. Yeah, from today one can get the third dose of Pfizer.
Well, that's incredible news. And as always, thank you for keeping us up to speed about what's going on. We're going to have further conversations into the new year. If I don't get to chat to you before the end of this week, I'd like to wish you and your family a wonderful 2022.
Thank you, Chad, and you too, and all at Chai FM.
Thank you. That was Professor Barry Shoup, Chair of the Ministerial Advisory Committee on COVID vaccines. Pfizer booster shot number 3. Is of today. If you qualify for it, go get it. I think the qualification for it is 6 months since your last dose. I do not believe that it's age restrictive, as in the senior citizens, then the 50s, then the 40s, then the 30s. In this particular instance, I believe that if you had your last shot with 6 months or longer, you would be entitled. And that kind of does tally with the age grouping in any case, but just to let you know that it has to be 6 months since your last shot.